I mean, booze and technology, I mean, that's kind of, we found our niche.
We get to go to bars and nightclubs and show off geeky technology, get drunk. We've been involved with a group called RoboGames for many years. When you're there for a long time, you get the bug about building machines, building technology. And then one day I heard about cocktail robotics. And that's where the Cosmobot began.
So this is Bartendro. It is our cocktail robot, and it's operated with a smartphone or a tablet. It presents you with a menu of about 50 different drinks that you can make, and you can adjust things like the strength, the sweetness.
We can do 15 liquids, and it washes itself, which means I could make probably as many drinks as most general bars can, just off of this one machine behind me.
Most of the robots made a lot of drinks kind of reasonably well, and I wanted to make robots that made one drink really well. You get a chance to kind of take back technology, and I think more and more we feel as though technology is running us, and having a moment where you get to take back technology and have it do one of those things that you really wanted it to do, it feels good when it happens.
It's just really efficient, and you press a button and all the liquids dispense at the same time to give you a drink, an awesome cocktail, the same way every time in about 5 seconds.
There's a lot to be said for craft cocktails, and I run a craft cocktail bar, and it's a great thing. But I think there's a whole nother element when you add a robot to it.
The robot side was actually easier than the furniture making side. It's more determination than actual skill.
The benefit of using robots is that you can get the exact portioning, but then the next step is to make it do it with some chef.